Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Even the Rich is a podcast from Wondery that tells the jaw-dropping stories about the tumultuous lives of the world's elite. From the greatest family dynasties to pop culture superstars.
Listen to Even the Rich on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good, babe. How you doing today?
I'm actually currently waist deep in some mud and I'm just exfoliating my kneecaps at the moment.
Are you bogged in the bog? Well, I hope you guys are ready because whatever happens in Ireland stays in Ireland. Welcome back to Real Housewives of New Jersey. All right.
I'm getting married. It's my wedding.
We're doing Jersey today. We did a couple videos this week. We changed it up, did some different stuff. We did Summer House and Below Deck Sailing. Those videos are available on Crappens On Demand through Patreon. Also this week, we're adding a third video as a bonus because we are doing a trailer trash. A trailer breakdown.
That's a fun branding of it, trailer trash.
You like? I used to do that for Trash Talk TV, and that's why it stuck in my head. But, a trailer breakdown, whatever, a trailer trash, if you will, of something. We don't know. So many trailers have come out on Bravo, and we really haven't done one. I mean, we're behind Dancing Queens, Atlanta, the new Summer House. Yesterday, Real Housewives of Orange County came out. So we're taking a vote over on Instagram. So we're letting you guys decide. But check that out later today or later tomorrow. That will be up. And yeah. Also, we're going to be in New York. And next month, and Washington, D.C. in May. Super excited, big shows. Town Hall is one of them. And what's the one in Washington?
The Lincoln Theater.
It is the Lincoln Theater.
They're letting us back in there, which is great because we had an absolutely amazing show there last year where we all sang Richard Marx together.
Yes. And then at the final month of this is June, we're going to San Diego, St. Paul, Chicago, Columbus, Boston, and we're going to the Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. That's where we finish out. So go get your tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild June Hannah. So this is already a wild week of podcasting because we have this. We got Vanderpump Rules coming up. Vanderpump Rules is cray cray this week, but New Jersey, wow. So the Ireland trip, it's continuing on. We pick up. I didn't even realize we're at a to be continued last week because they were at a restaurant and it ended with Jen Fesler fanning her breasts. She's like, oh my God, it's hot in here. I'm Jen Fesler and my breasts are hot. So I didn't realize that was a cliffhanger. Like what's going to happen with the breasts? Are they going to sweat? Will she take off her top? But apparently it was a cliffhanger because we don't have the opening credits. We just pick up with Jen Fesler still fanning her breasts.
And Dolores is like, come on, let's go. Put them away, Fesler, with your tits out. Can't take you anywhere. So they get on the van and Melissa brings her glass of wine from the table. And this is where we get Melissa's like fake sexy Melissa drunk. Melissa gets on my nerves like literally on every level. I can't with her. So she comes out with her wine glass. So I'm already annoyed because, you know, I worked at restaurants. I'm like, bitch, yeah. get the wine glass back in the restaurant, okay? You didn't pay for that. And you're in another country, okay?
I hope they
throw you in international prison for that.
You can't just take a glass out of that, like, adorable little old Irish restaurant that also serves banh mi and Korean fried chicken wings. You just can't do that.
And ravioli and tacos. You can't do that. Have some cultural awareness.
It's a global menu.
Yeah. And so then she does another thing that I hate, where she goes onto the bus and she goes, cheese driver, cilantro, sanche, whatever it is. What am I speaking Irish, everybody? Just sit down, you ignorant fucking moron. I've never seen someone prouder of her stupidity. I mean, we have Teresa on the show, but at least she's like living in her stupidity. You know, I feel like Melissa like puts on extra stupidity to like right. give her some kind of a personality, you know?
And then you have Danielle, who may be the stupidest person of the show, but actually thinks she's the smartest person. So that's a different thing too.
And that's a different thing too, because I can enjoy that too, right? It's not put on stupidity. I hate right. like being proud of your put on stupidity.
Right. Like messing things up on purpose. So that way you're like, tee hee, tee hee. Yeah. So she's trying to say, Slanche. See, here, this is
Slanche. Hello. Solange Knowles. They put up the pronunciation on the TV. Okay.
So I know. And I wrote it down phonetically, but now I am doubting. Slanche. I wrote it down phonetically as Slanche, but now I'm doubting. I'm like, maybe that was just a reference to Grace Jones in Boomerang, although that would be Strange.
Yeah. It's like a coleslaw that's trying to be a model. So they're like, I'm Slanche. But no, it's Slanche. Yeah. And it's an Irish.
It's an Betsy Irish Johnson, basically.
Say it again.
Betsy Johnson. She's like wearing Slanche.
Yes. Slanche. It's the Betsy Johnson of slaws. Slanche. It's an Irish expression meaning good health. Okay. So Fessler's like, oh my God, did you say salami? Like, that is hilarious, Melissa. You are hilarious.
So yeah, then they're like just like in they're in the van, and Melissa's like drunk and being like saucy and hilarious, and she's saying how she just loves it when someone takes over, and she's like, I'm about to drunk dial my ex. And Melissa's like, I'm not Melissa, Teresa's like, you know, that's going in Teresa's vault. She's gonna be pulling that out at some point.
Yes, because that's kind of all the gossip from the season that Melissa is alluding to before it's even come out, which makes me believe that Melissa knows this is coming out and she just wants it to come out already. You know, like now she's to the point where she's pretending she's drunk on a bus so she can go, oh, yeah, I wish I could text my ex, just to force somebody else to bring it up so she could find out right. about it. I mean, she's just so transparent.
Yeah, exactly.
Melissa's, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Ben.
It's okay.
This just reminded me. Melissa's whole, oh, I really love when a guy just takes over and takes me. Could you please not remind us of the rape passage from your book that you wrote, which was like, ladies, don't get mad when you don't want to have sex and your husband just whips down your dress and does it anyway. And I'm like, oh, please just, can we drop that? Like, can we not bring that up anymore, Melissa, with your fucking, I just want someone to take over and take me. Just be quiet over there.
I did not remember. I must have blocked out her views on consent, but
yeah, Melissa's book, that's a real gold mine, everybody. By the way, if everyone is asking me why I'm hating Melissa so much today, really don't know, just woke up that way. Also, this is all
like
Melissa
Beyonce herself.
Yes, I literally woke up like that. I woke up fine, but this is just all Melissa, it's all Melissa lines. So I'll calm down. It's not a hate boner I have, okay? Even I'm wondering.
You're like, whoa. That's okay.
Yeah, I'm like,
okay.
What happened? Why? I mean, I don't love Melissa, but like, it's a lot right now. But don't worry, it's almost over. We're almost to a different scene.
Listen, it's Wednesday. We're at hump day. You just need to get the Melissa behind you, you know? So,
I mean, whether I like it or not, day, whatever. Melissa's from Melissa's book. Okay, go ahead. I'll give it up.
So, no, it's okay. Like, let your emotions fly. This is a space for brutal honesty. So anyway, they get home, they're to the castle, and now it's the next morning, and everyone's gathering for breakfast, and Jennifer Fessler's like, oh, so where's the Bugawulf? Remember that? Jennifer Aiden tried to make Bugawulf a thing? Anyone? And Margaret's like, I mean, it's ridiculous. Me, a Bugawulf? I'm like the least hairy person ever, and like ugly on the inside? I mean, have you even seen my insides? They're beautiful.
And they're like, yes, Marge, your insides are beautiful. So then Danielle comes in and she's like, good morning, ladies. I come in peace today. I come in peace. And so she's like, being around these women is a mindfuck, because when it's good, we have a lot of laughs. But when it's terrible, it's bad. So today, I'm going in a little lighter. I'm not going to let them ruin the trip anymore than they have already, all right? They ain't going to ruin this for me.
Yeah. I'll tell you who ruined it for you. It was you. Because you were gossiping and you got called out for your gossiping and you tried to put it on someone else who also was gossiping, but you acted like you weren't gossiping too.
Yeah.
So
I can't wait to watch you get angry about the same thing 10 times today. That should be fun.
I know, exactly. So they're all at breakfast, and Melissa's like, I have no voice. Like, where's my voice? I'm like, in your marriage or just right now at the breakfast table? Which one is it?
And they're like, oh, you were carrying... Dolores talks like a lady from the 50s. She goes, ah, last night you were carrying on something terrible. Something awful.
Carrying on.
You were carrying on something awful. Melissa's also one of those people who's like, oh my God, guys, what happened last night? Like, I don't even remember. Was I yelling?
After her one skinny girl margarita.
Yeah.
So they're excited because they're going to be meeting Paulie's family, who lives in Ireland, of course. And Dolores says, when I first met Paul through a mutual friend, I looked him up on Instagram and I happened to see this cute little old lady on his page. And she was eating cake and it looked like it was about 10 a.m. And I thought, you know what? She's adorable. I like her. I fell in love with this mom before I even met him.
Yeah, hot. So then Claire comes. That's the mom. That's Paul's mom. She's cute, yes. You know, and that she's with Paul's sisters, Shoopy and Doopy, whatever their names are. And so they come in and Claire's real cute. And she, Dolores is like, oh my God, look, you came all the way to see me, Claire. And Claire goes, yes, but you're still a hussy.
So Dolores says, you know, when I first dated Paul, Paul's mom stayed for Christmas and I felt funny, you know, staying over in front of her, you know? So like, how the fuck am I sneaking out, you know, out of the house when she's like the last to bed and she's the first one up? So I do this walk of shame in front of her every morning and she'd be eating her biscuits and scones and she'd just be like, hussy. And I knew, I knew then we were meant to be.
That was a one for me. And, you know, you were joking earlier, but biscuits over there are cookies. So she was literally waking up and eating cookies for breakfast. Just like...
She was. Just like just Valerie. Like
Valerie, yeah. By the way, have you seen that commercial where they go see... Dolores goes, are you there, God? It's me, Dolores. And Valerie goes, and it's me, Valerie. She's like, Mom, I'm trying to have a moment with God. And she's like, so am I. So am I. Have you seen that?
They're doing a tie-in with Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Yes. And I guess it's all of them with their moms, or some of them with their moms. But the only one I've seen is the Dolores one. And I die. It's like, Mom, I'm trying to talk to God here. She's like, sorry, but I want to talk to God too. Hello, God, are you there? It's me, Valerie. She's like, Mom, remember when you told me how I had to wear a bra? She's like, I sure do, Dolores. What times we've had.
Hi, I'm Dolores Catania, here to talk to you about Judy Blume. You may think she's only written about Frank in the book Superfudge, but actually, she has an entire library of great content, including Are You There, God? It's Me, a cookie for my mother.
Hi there, God. Hello. Are you there? It's me.
Cookies. Mom, trying to talk to God.
Look at me. I'm a blubbering mess. Oh, Blubber. Another Judy Blume novel. Loved it. You know,
I read
actually,
that one. Yeah, Blubber.
Me too. I love Judy Blume because I read Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing and Superfudge and Blubber. And I remember in fifth grade, I was like, Judy Blume is great. There's nothing she can't write that I won't love. So I decided I was going to read Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And I read the first chapter. It was whatever. And then I had to put it in my little cubby because my classroom had little cubbies. You know, you leave your stuff there. And then the next day, it was gone. And I went up to my teacher and I was like, Mrs. Johnson, someone stole my copy of Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And she was like, Ben, that was me. I don't think you should be reading that book. So,
had some full on book burning up there. They burnt the period book.
They burnt the period book.
Wow.
So now, for all the women who listen to this podcast, who every time I get something wrong about the female reproductive system, which is every episode, you can blame Mrs. Johnson for depriving me of a vital brick in the building block in my women's health education.
Mrs. Johnson, I'm trying to have a Margaret moment, for God's sake. So they think it's funny. Everyone's cracking up that she's calling her a hussy, right? That she's calling Dolores a hussy to her face. And
yeah.
So they're all telling the girl she's super cute and stuff. And they're talking about, Jen's like, oh my God, we're planning the wedding. Dolores' and Paul's wedding. That's what we're doing. Because me and Dolores, we're pals now. Real pals, right, Dolores? And everyone's just kind of making small talk with them.
Right.
And Danielle's like, oh. Why does this make me cry? Why am I crying right now? Because you're not getting enough of fucking attention, okay? Can we just not make this about you and let the old woman enjoy her damn biscuits? For Christ's sake.
Can you just, yeah. I mean, at this point, honestly, Danielle, just send a Hallmark card to your brother. Pick up the phone. Do something. I can't. Like, you can't be crying when you see any family members talking to each other. It's too much.
It's just a constant audition with Danielle. Every time Danielle comes on screen, it's like, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many housewives do they need? So she starts crying, and everyone's like, why are you crying? Why are you crying? And Melissa, at the other end of the table, Melissa goes, why is she crying? Who are these people? Someone's like, oh, it's the sister who loves the brother but doesn't get to see him. Oh, God. Oh, God. And Danielle goes, yeah, that's what it is. The sister, she loves the brother, but she doesn't get to see the brother. Oh, my God. Now I'm crying about it. Don't make it a thing, everybody. Don't make it a thing. It's just that I'm crying right now.
I wish I had that. Like, the way she's talking about her brother with so much love and adoration. I would talk to my brother like that. Well, actually, I would just make fun of him on Instagram and then also write, like, throw bricks through the window at his stupid fucking fiance. But I wish I had that relationship still.
And Sharon is one of the sisters, and she's like, I asked my mom how Dolores was, and my mom would say, she's a hussy. And they would all crack up. And now Teresa, who's also a queen of making it about her, goes,
oh, yeah, my dad was like that, right, Melissa?
Yeah, my dad would be like that. Like, my dad and my mom would be like, look at Melissa, she's such a fucking slut. We hate her for my son. And I'd be like, yeah, you too. I was like, God, I love joking like this.
Finally, we get a fucking origin story that Teresa's not denying because she's the one who brings it up, right?
Yeah.
So Melissa's like, yeah, the first time I slept with you guys in the Dominican Republic, my mom-in-law came in and said, who is this putana? I mean, get dressed, putana. I mean,
yeah, that's how we show our love. Maybe you just didn't get it or something, you know?
Yeah, you know, Melissa was always great with my parents because she'd just be like, you know, a fucking little whore, a little slutty whore in my brother's bed. And then that made my parents love me even more. So I love how she was with my parents.
Yeah, I gotta say, she was great with my parents. My mom would leave her a $5 bill that says putana written on it. And Melissa would always give it back to us. She would never take the fiver. So
Melissa's like, wow. She's like, I must still be drunk because I don't remember the last time that Teresa ever gave me a compliment. Wow, I am drunk because I was drunk last night.
And Dolores is like, oh, wait, hold on. I have something for you. It's exciting. Are you ready? It's a calendar. Boom, there it is. Listen, I know someone as old as you, what they really want? To remember time. Every minute that passes. So here's the calendar, okay?
So Claire's looking at it, and she's like, so, do they think that they're hot? And then Jen's like, well, do you think that they're not hot? I mean, do you think they're hot? That's the question, Claire. Do you think they're hot, baby? And she's like, no, not really, but whoa, look at this one. Look at this Easter bunny. Well, I'd certainly put him into some shepherd's pie right now. And she's like,
well, look at this bunny. Is this your ex? Because this looks like an actual fart formed into muscle form and then put in a toaster for too long. Is that him?
Yeah, she's staring at Frank. So then the women are going
to... Jen goes.
All right, everybody. This was fun talking to the little old lady over there. Get out of here, Methuselah. We got to get ready for a hen party.
And Teresa goes,
what's a hen party? Is it like a chicken?
It's like, by the way, thanks for slotting Polly's family in for the 8:45 a.m. to 9 a.m. a slot on this show. Thank you. We're like, all right, you've been here 15 minutes. Get out of here. Get out.
Yeah. So Jen's like, I know Teresa's old school like me. She's not going to want big schlongs in the face.
So I googled what's good to do in Ireland on a bachelor party. And it was a little farm where we can do activities.
Teresa's not old school like that. I think Teresa specifically wants dancing schlong. Wasn't her first bachelorette party at a strip club on Long Island? Didn't she say that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she would. I think everybody still wants schlongs, okay?
Yeah.
So the audience sure does, okay? Let me tell you what the audience doesn't want. Activities.
You know what Teresa really needed in this situation? She didn't need Jen. She needed Batch Boss.
Well, Teresa, how's it going? I'm Avery Singer, and I'm here to plan your Irish bachelorette party, okay?
Now, what we plan, okay? It's bachelor parties, a bachelorette parties. I've got a new job parties. Guess what? I just had a party. It's called I Just Got a Podcast with My Mom Party, okay?
Did you hear about that? The Avery yes. and Ramona. Now, I love that Avery Singer won't let anybody approach her in a club or talk to her about Housewives ever. She's like so above Housewives. And she's like so embarrassed to even have been on Housewives. But she's already been on Watch What Happens Live promoting her stupid Batch Boss business. And now she's starting a podcast with her mother. Oh, Avery. Yeah.
Wow. Avery.
She no might, maybe she'll be. Baby, just stay away from it. Just stay away.
She might. It'd be interesting if she ever becomes like the first ever Real Housewives daughter to become a real housewife.
No it could way. Happen. No way.
It could happen.
No.
It could happen.
I think she will be the first.
I mean, there was always a chance for Brianna, too.
There's always a chance, but they haven't done that yet. You know, wait, which one's Brianna from what? Atlanta?
Vicky Gunvalson's daughter. Oh. She's married to that awful guy, and they're like obsessed with keto.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's.
Hello there, podcast listeners. My name is Justin Long. I'm an actor, but I also have a podcast called Life is Short. I've been doing it for a couple years with my brother Christian. We've been having so much fun, in fact, that we decided to do another one, a spinoff show.
We should say what the name is, right?
Oh, yeah, it's called Life is Short-er.
It's a very important part of this promo.
And that's my brother. That's him. That's Christian. And he, you know, he keeps me honest, and he is critical in a very positive way, I would say. He's a brother. He's my brother.
And I like to hit all the information. I like to hit all the points.
Yes.
And most important of which is the name of our spinoff podcast called Life is Shorter. It's a spinoff on Life is Short. So if you like puns and podcasts and brothers and us, then you might want to listen on Friday.
Yeah. If you'd like to hear more of this banter, check out Life is Shorter every Friday, wherever you're getting your podcasts, wherever you're listening to this.
Commercial.
So now they all are getting into the sprinter van to go to this farm. And Rachel is like, guys, I just want to say I've had such a fun time on this trip. And it's been so nice spending time together and being able to laugh and being called a rat.
Oh, God, Rachel, get the fuck over it, dude. No one wants to hear this fight again, okay? Jeez.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if she was making a joke out of it or she was just trying to reignite it. And it sort of didn't land on either side. So everyone just sort of went, ha ha.
It's kind of a groan. And Jackie's like, oh, you're the prettiest rat I've ever seen. That's for sure. And Danielle just ignores it. So Jen's like, you know what we're going to do today? Concentrate on the good. Which is funny because Jen has literally ruined every party this year.
Literally.
Starting fights. And by ruined, I mean enhanced.
So they all go to this farm, this adorable farm. And they get there, and Jen is saying how she doesn't want to tell everyone it's a farm because if no one wants to get dirty, they'll all run away. And there's like some chickens over in a little coop, and Melissa goes up to the chickens and goes, here, kitty, 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 here, kitty, kitty. I mean, look, not a great moment for humanity.
It's just I can't with her. So then Jen is like, is that a hen or a chicken? And a guy comes out. He's like, hello, I'm Peter. We've got a number of activities for you. Okay, Teresa? Okay, is that good for you, Teresa? She's like, yeah, I guess so. I mean,
I'm like not a farm person. And like, this is definitely not what I was expecting to do today. But it's like cute seeing all those, you know, cats with the wings on them. That's fun.
So he tells him about the farm. And Dolores is like, oh, yeah, thanks. We're loving the culture. Great farm culture you guys got here, huh?
Yeah. Farm to table culture. So Peter is like, all right, everyone, the first game that we're going to be playing is a little game I call Catch the Cock. And Dolores is like, listen, I'm not pointing any fingers, but that shouldn't be a problem here, if you know what I'm saying. Catch the cock. See, it's a word for penis in the Americas.
This is Bachelorette Party. I thought that'd be real cock, like dancing cocks. Like, what the hell? What is this, chicken cock? I don't want a chicken cock. I'm not playing this game. So the guy's like, this is about Luxa. Teresa, who are you going to bring in the pen with ya? And she's like, I'll bring Melissa in it. So they go in, and Melissa's like, I already caught your brother's cock. So they go in, another... You know, hilarious moment for her. So they go in, and the guy's like stroking. He's like, stroke the cock gently, like that. And Jen's like, I got no fear of cocks. I've touched plenty. I've traumatized plenty. Oh no, this is Jen Fesler. That's why I have to write down.
You have to write Fesler.
Fesler.
It's tricky.
She's like, I got no fear of cocks. I've touched plenty of them. Trust me, I've traumatized cocks from here to Milwaukee. Want some soprano cock torture? That's me. Your cock's going to be swimming with the fishes pretty soon.
And then, so it's just like they're chasing the chickens around. Melissa, I'm wondering if Melissa realizes that they're actually chickens and not cats at this point. And they're all dumb, because at one point, Teresa does, there's this one rooster. There's like a rooster that's been doing this for a long time. The rooster's like, all right, got a bunch of new broads in here. Okay, everyone run around. And when it's time for them to pick someone up, it'll be me today. I'll do it. Because that rooster just sits there and just lets itself get picked up over and over and over again.
It's the traumatized rooster, okay?
Yeah.
It's fucking traumatized. They need to give this rooster like ink blot paintings to study and tell us what he's thinking about. Because it's trauma, I can tell you.
So Teresa lifts up this rooster, and then Daniel goes, ah, it's disgusting. It looks like a lizard. It literally does not look anything like a lizard. It's you know what it looks like? A rooster. It looks like a chicken, a bird, a rooster, anything in that category, because it is all those things. Lizard, I just don't know if these people understand nature.
Well, I know. It's like they've seen the Danielle Staub episodes of Jersey and they think they know. But you know, this one's especially funny because, you know, all these ladies have had like metal roosters in their kitchens at some point, because these are all that type of, that's like Jersey kitchen from the 90s and early 2020s. What do you call them? The 20s?
2010s. Or 2000s.
So, 2000s. So they'll get turns to go in there and catch the cock. And I love that that Marge comes in and it doesn't even run from her. It's just like, all right, you can do it. You can get me. Go ahead.
It's like it's the Joe Bonino of roosters. Joe, I'm gonna pick you up, Joe. Okay, yeah. Okay, I picked up Joe. Joe, oh my God, you smell. Take a shower, Joe. Okay, get out of my hands.
Marge doesn't leave until that chicken's wearing a fresh shirt.
I know. Chicken, put on the seafoam polo shirt. Okay, yeah, look much better. Look very handsome now, chicken.
And of course, they're running around screaming. They're like, oh my God, chickens. And she's like, oh my God, they're just chickens. It's like the girls from the girl, look at Danielle screaming. The girl's from Staten Island. I'm sure she's met plenty of animals. That was for you, Joan.
That was for you, Joan. That was a little Staten Island content for you.
That was for you.
So now they're going to do, some shitty ass mural making. So they go to this like random area where there's like a wall that's been freshly painted over with white paint, and everyone has to grab brushes and they're going to paint the story of Teresa's life.
Teresa, why are you crying? Because I went to jail. So please don't put any bars.
Could you imagine if someone just starts putting vertical bars across everything?
Died.
Margaret's like, only happy memories. Melissa, why are you painting the jail? She said, no jail. Well, you said happy memories. It's a great year for me.
because when I went to jail, that was not easy to leave my daughters to miss big milestones like Gia's eighth grade graduation, and then Adriana graduated kindergarten, did it? And so I just pretended that part of my life didn't happen.
So then Teresa's like sitting outside because she's been crying. So Peter comes out and he's like, oh, here's something to make you feel better. It's a puppy. Here's a puppy to make you feel better. And she puts it in her hand. She goes, is it a puppy? I'm like, all of them. They just don't understand animals.
Melissa pokes her head out. She's like, I told you guys they have cats.
Looks like a lizard.
So the girls are all drawing things. Jen, of course, draws the table flip moment, as she would, because, you know, she's trying to emulate that in every moment. Yes.
I think she also drew Bernadette Peters. I can't be sure, but I think she added Bernadette Peters to that scene. Because
I thought it was the wife from Rocky. What's her name?
Adrian?
Yeah. What's that lady's name?
Is that Talia Shire? Was that Talia Shire?
I don't know, but that actress.
I never saw Rocky.
Oh, God, for Christ's sake. So then we go to...
There was also a little bit of an Elaine Boozler quality to that drawing, too.
So she's like, welcome to your life, honey. And Melissa starts with she just draws an Italian flag. And then she starts crying. And she's like, this is from Sala Consolari, Navarra, because that's where your family was from. It was so Italian. And this was a family. And for us to be where we are right now, this is so sad.
It's literally like four stick figures. And she's like, look at these stick figures. So, she's doing this. She's like sobbing. So Teresa gets up and hugs her. And Melissa's like, this is your family. I love them so much. And Teresa goes,
I mean, this is like the way that we, you know, where we started. Like, we were so happy. And like, it was like happy, beautiful family. And like, they always instilled in us love each other. So, you know. Too bad Melissa ruined everything. Sorry.
I know. Your family who only spoke about love, and yet didn't your parents not speak to your cousin's parents over $200 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always these trips down memory lane always crack me up because they're all lies. Okay.
Lies.
They're just all lies.
It's branding they have to give themselves to reconcile with the fact that they all are terrible family members to each other.
Yeah, they just want to say family over and over again in case they ever try and open another pizza parlor, you know?
Yeah.
So Jackie is next, and she's like, well, this is your family in the Montville home when your kids were little. Because, you know, this home was incredibly tacky. And I think it's a very important chapter in your life to remember you by.
It was just a good way to remember that you were tacky in small houses, not just big houses, too.
So then Dolores is like, okay, here's the Patterson waterfalls. This is where we grew up. You can see. It's like a blue smudge. She's like, look, it's a waterfall. What else do you want?
And Martin's like, all right, this is your wall of successes, your bestsellers. I hope you don't mind, but I changed your logo on a couple of the books. Okay. We've got skinny Italian, but I made you a little bit bigger because full-figured people are more in right now. Okay, I hope that's okay with you.
Yeah, I also renamed Fabulicious into Bonfire of the Stupidities. Okay, I hope you don't mind.
I also changed the name of this to Skinny Portuguesa because basically people are more into Portuguese food. Like, everyone knows how to make a pizza. Okay, we're moving on from that. I hope you don't mind.
And this is just a Far Side calendar that I drew. I just thought it'd be fun.
And Teresa's like, maybe I'm emotional too because watching Dolores with Paul's ma and talking like hussy, you know, because my dad used to say it like that too. You remember? Because we're very old school. Like, Melissa, maybe you misunderstood us in the beginning because, like, we're old school, you know? So, like, things weren't understood. Like, when we called you a fucking whore, like, maybe you took that too seriously. I don't know.
Melissa's like, Teresa. This is like a sentimental time. Like, I don't want to go down memory lane. Can we just not do this? And Teresa goes,
going forward, as long as we're here around all the zebras and giraffes, I just want to say, you know, we should just like not talk about the past. That's all. Just forget everything that was ever said.
Yeah, but that's why I got mad on the bus, because you were bringing up Sweet 16 from like a year ago, and that's the past. You're like, oh, Melissa, I wasn't trying to say anything bad about Antonia. I love your children, all right? I was just thinking, I want some part of your kids in my wedding. Like, maybe we could have Gino walk down the aisle with like Adriana, you know, like you, Antonia, Joey, other Joey. You guys got all completed.
Yeah, you know what I was just thinking? Like, you know, it'd be really cute if like Antonia and like Gino and Joey, like, what if We gave them trays and they could like pass out like hors d'oeuvres to people, you know, after the wedding when they wait, like cocktail hour. They could just be like, would you like a refill? You know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be nice.
Yeah. You know what I'm envisioning? Gino with a pitcher that's got water in it. And he could go around from person to person and go, you want water? And then it would be so cute.
Yo, and you know, Antonia could stand by the door and say, right this way. And she could lead them into the reception. It would be so helpful.
So Jen's like, are you saying you want them in your wedding? All of them? Is that what you're saying, Teresa? Tell us. And she's like,
no. I'm just saying I want happiness and peace.
Yeah, so it would be really nice if you know, like, Gino walked Adriana down the aisle. But I'm not actually asking him to do that. I'm just saying it would be really nice.
Yeah, I think she got caught up in her own words there. And so Melissa's like, I literally have no words. I mean, it's complete nonsense, whatever she's asking, if she's even asking, because she's barely asking. And Teresa goes,
I mean, come on. We're in the Irish.
We're in the Irish.
We're Irish, you know? Like, I want the gold at the end of the rainbow, all right?
And Melissa tells us, we're not your props in the final hour. Oh, for fuck's sakes. You're fine with them being your prop in every other thing you do and every other, the podcast that you're currently doing. And at least she's making an effort. This is where you're supposed to be like, oh my God, that's so sweet. Let's talk about this later. Sit.
Exactly. Like, I'm sort of the mindset, I've been on the record. I continue to be on the record that I'm fully on Melissa and Joe's side with this whole wedding thing. I think that Teresa has been a total asshole about it and totally obnoxious and is totally at fault. But you know what? At a certain point, you take the insincere gesture and then you make one back and you go and you put on, you slap a smile on your face. Cause guess what? 75% of people don't want to be at weddings. that's my new theory. I gotta get some facts to support that. No one wants to be there. So the truth is, you go, you smile, because honestly, you do, in all sincerity, you do it for the kids. You know, like you have the kids, they get to be with their cousins. And then afterwards, you have the special gift of going home or going to a hotel room and then talking all the shit about the wedding, about everything you didn't like and everything that was wrong and all the people who were rude to you. I mean, that's a gift unto itself.
Yeah, you go to a wedding to gather evidence that you can condemn somebody with later when you're talking to friends.
Yeah.
So then we go to an outdoor lunch picnic and they're talking about how tonight's going to be a fancy dinner. And Marge is like, oh, good. Irish food. I love a good deviled egg. So they're asking Teresa what her plans are before her wedding. And she's like, oh my God, next week is so amazing. I'm going to get fitted for my dress. And then my girls are going to get fitted for their dresses. And so Louis asked, I was like, so you're going to the store twice? And already, didn't you just do that 2 weeks ago on the show?
So yes. And so then and then she's like, oh, by the way, Louis asked Bill to be in the wedding. Jen goes, yeah. Bill said, yes, of course. Well, actually, technically, I think his words were, yes, queen, yes. But yeah, he's excited.
Any chance to watch that man get down on a knee? So then, I guess you don't do that at weddings, huh?
You could.
Well, the garter,
like the garter thing, the garter. And
you got to stretch to make that one work, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
So Mel's mad. They just show Melissa all mad. And Marge is like, I mean, Bill Aiden, who Bill has known for 8 months. Seriously, I mean, who Louis has known for 8 months. I mean, are you serious right now? Well, Teresa's only known Louis for a couple of years. Who cares?
Yeah.
What does it matter?
Yeah, exactly. So, 8 months in the clink, that's a long time. So I think that, you know, in clink years, you know, I think that like Bill's been around for about a decade or so. So Teresa, Teresa's like, it's like, you know what? They've been so supportive since day one. And it's like, just nice because like, I don't have family. I keep on doing that over and over. It's like, there's no one even at this table who's family. And they've been so supportive since day one that we decided
We were going to honor that by 2 weeks before the wedding saying, hey, you want to be part of this? Because someone dropped out. Thanks.
Yeah. And Melissa's like, this is why it's so hard for me to believe she really wanted Gino in her wedding. Because then in the next breath, she's like, I don't have any family. Okay. Here's a question. Melissa's background, you know, they show their house and Melissa's decoration on her coffee table. She has two empty champagne glasses. Like, is that your... what
she
is that?
Cats. Yeah.
She's my twin cats.
Yeah, kitty, kitty, kitty.
They never come to me.
I've just never seen that, like an unbussed table as your housewife's background. Unbussed.
Where's Antonia when you need her? So so then Teresa's like,
this is the perfect time to start, like a new beginning, new man. It's like harsh.
And Jen Fester goes, Melissa, are you okay? Are your breasts sweating? Do you need to fan them off a little bit? And Melissa's like, yeah, I'm fine.
Because of course Melissa's making looks like, I'm so hurt, I can't believe this. until someone asks her if she's okay. But then she can't get into it. Guess why? Here she comes, the new Teresa.
She's oh my God,
I can't take this. It's so similar. This is just so similar because like that's his sister and then that's the brother that she's talking about. Ah.
And Teresa goes, like, wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah.
Oh God, yeah. So she's crying and Rachel Fudo's like, you want to go for a walk? And she's like, no, I feel bad for her because like regardless of my issues with her, which are basically in summary that she called me a rat, that I would never want to be in her position, which is to be a very stupid person in an even stupider fight with her probably equally stupid brother. Like that's terrible.
And Danielle's like, yeah, you guys may think it sucks, but at least you're talking. At least you're talking, okay?
And Rachel's like, you're speaking at each other? I think, like, to Danielle, that's a dagger in the heart for Danielle. That's a dagger. And Danielle's like, yeah, so put your guards down, because nothing else matters if you don't have your family.
Then call your fucking brother, and apologize, okay? Stop acting like your brother, like, fell down a sand hole, okay? What do you call those? Sand holes?
A sand trap, maybe? Or a sand
where
hole?
Where they sucked you down? They're like...
Palm sand hole-able?
You fall in the sand.
Quicksand?
Quicksand. Yeah. Stop quicksand. Acting like your brother fell in quicksand and no one ever found him again, okay? He's still alive. Call him. Text him. Say, I'm really sorry for being mean to your wife, okay? Now, be nicer on Instagram and you can come back to Sunday family dinner.
That's right. You know, when I was a kid, I was very scared of quicksand. I really believe that most sand that I saw out there was actually quicksand.
I was like, jump when we were kids.
When you're a kid, you think everything is quicksand. And you and it's like a lot of like your play. It's like, hey, don't go there. It's quicksand. And then you're like, yeah, it's quicksand. And then you're actually like terrified of a part of your yard.
Yeah. And it's because we had games that were like based on quicksand. Like you had to avoid the quicksand. What were the games and like video games?
I don't know. Just like everything had to do with quicksand when you were a kid. Like they're like, you know, when they're making children's content, they're like, okay, so let's have these people go on an adventure and let's see. Why don't we throw some quicksand in there to terrify the kids?
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, Danielle's making about her as usual, and Drew's like, yeah, you know what? It's hard because I want freaking peace. And Melissa's like, same. And Danielle's like, you know, I know what I missed out on, so get it before it's too late. Oh,
gosh. So now Peter comes up, he's like, are you ready to go to the spa? And Margaret's like, what kind of spa? He's like, the Irish spa. So they go to the Danielle Staub, also known as the Bog. And Margaret's like, okay, tell us the truth. Is there cow shit in here? And he's like, oh, no, there is zero cow shit in here. No cow shit whatsoever. Just lots of Guinness and perhaps some of my father's vomit.
God. So Teresa's like, I can't get hurt before my wedding because I'm getting married. I'm getting married soon. So she's not going to go in. So all the other ladies start going in. And Dolores is like, I've done a lot worse and I've asked less questions. Are you there, God? It's me, the lady in a bog.
Me too.
And Mallory just pops up in the bog.
They all start jumping in the bog, and it has like this. It has this visceral quality of like throwing darts at like bread dough. You know, it's like, it's like they go in fast, and then they just sort of stop. And every time they jump in, they play like a sound effect that's like.
So it's wacky, you know, and Paul's like, rub it in, ladies, it's good for your skin. And Teresa and Melissa are the only ones who haven't gone in, and Marge is like, oh, there's a reason you two are sister-in-laws, you're both princesses, both of you. And so they're like, let's do it together like sisters. So they grab hands, they jump in, and it's a good moment watching all these people roll around in the mud.
Yeah. And Danielle describes it as, it's like muddy, loose diarrhea. Which,
well, thanks. I
think they're going to put that on the Yelp review for this farm.
So, and Teresa in her high voice goes, in New Jersey, we got mud spots, but not like this. I was like, do you? Do you have famous Jersey mud spots? Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, it's what... Joe and Melissa's house will be sinking into over the course of the next 5 years. So now they leave the spa, the farm and everything. And Marge's like, oh my God, I feel like I've got mud in my asshole. Oh my God. I miss Joe. Washing all my naughty parts. That's what I really like right now. That was for you, Joe, and for Joan. It's a little for both of you. Anyone whose name starts with a Joe sound, it's for you.
Joe and Joan. So Danielle calls Nate and she's like, so we went to this farm, but we had to pay the memory. And then, you know, like, and then her and Melissa had a hot-to-hot. Then I got emotional because of my brother. My brother, maybe it hurt me. It hurt me in my heart. And he's like, look, hon, everyone goes through things, which I love. I love his general husband, general husband answer for anything.
I know. He just probably has like a few sentences that he just pulls from. I think today is going to be a, you know, things happen.
Jeez, you could have invented planes. You're so right. So Danielle's like, I was at my breaking point with everyone being horrible to me, and Rachel and Margaret, they're just awful. They're just awful to me.
She has to toughen up because she's been through nothing so far. So
yeah, this is nothing. And she did say all that stuff, and really all they're doing is saying, did you say this about me? And then she has a fit and cries and storms out every single time and then turns into a victim. I mean, I can see how, and I've said it every episode, so I'm sorry to repeat myself, but I can see how casting would be like, okay, if Teresa jumps, this is the new one, you know, just get a blonde version.
And she's like, you know, I'm not with my husband and he's my rock. I'm not with my kids. I miss my family. Rachel's coming at me. Margaret's coming at me every which way from Sunday. And then I got to watch Melissa and Teresa go after it. It's like a merry-go-round and I want to go off. And did I mention that the in-flight entertainment on the way to Ireland was, oh, brother, where art thou? Oh, I can't right now.
Then I changed the channel. It was brothers and sisters.
Now Margaret is in like this big, roughly lacy, not lacy, like tulle-y kind of dress. It looked very cool, but it was like very like not what I was
Black
expecting.
Black Swan. It's very like Black Swan. You know, she's like, oh, really? Because the White Swan's about to come out and I'm going to stab that bitch in the dressing room. So.
So she calls Joe B. She's like, Joe, okay, I can see under your neck. Okay, change your angle. Okay, there we go. So what's going on? What are you doing? Who are you driving with? And he's like, look who I got, Margie. And it's like Lexi.
Hi, I'm Lexi.
I'm so paranoid after Scandoval, but watch your husband. Okay, watch your husband.
That was what I was thinking too.
Because Lexi, she's like, you know, but I love Lexi so much. I was there. She was there for me during my divorce, and now she's separated, and now she's living here at my house with Nino, and just doing everything with Joe. And I was like, oh no. Okay? Not saying anything about Lexi, not saying anything about Joe. I'm saying something about Bravo, which you're on. Watch out. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know what? I recently spoke to an old queen at a bar, and the old queen at the bar said, allegedly, Lexi is dating the points guy. So how about
that? Is. Who's the points guy?
The points guy is always talking about like how you get like frequent flyer miles and stuff on airlines. He has like a whole thing. But this
thank
is not
God. I thought it was like a Weight Watchers person. He's like, you went over, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's what I had heard. But I don't know.
So that's very wealthy, the points guy, right?
I love that for Lexi. I love that Lexi is going to be like, Marge, guess what I heard?
that you can use your miles to buy this hamburger right now, and you're going to get first class on your next flight, Marge.
So she's like, okay, well, you know what? Do me a favor. You and Lexi have fun. Okay, I'm sure it's totally innocent because I'll kill the bitch if it's not. Okay, I'm going to flip the phone so you can see the castle. We have to come back here. We have to come back here with people who don't call chickens cats. Okay, we have to really enjoy this.
And Lexi goes, yeah, it's a 30-minute flight from my hometown. And he's like, okay, Lexi, okay, great. Well, you know, by the way, I just want to say, Lexi, for the record, something being a 30-minute flight for your hometown is not the same as it being 30 minutes from your hometown. Because if you have to get on a plane to go there in the first place, it's not exactly convenient, Lexi. Oh, God, why are we letting her stay in our guest house?
So Lexi, yeah, so she tells the story about Lexi living there. And she's like, all right, you know what? And then we had to jump in the mud. And oh, guess what? Teresa did say, Bill is in the wedding. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? I mean, how long has she known Bill? 5 minutes. Okay. But he's in the wedding. What do you think? Do you think that's Norma? Do you? She starts doing that finger thing where all her fingers like flick against her thumb. Like she's really bothered by this.
Yeah. And well, I think it was about her broken wrist, actually. I think she was trying to she had to get movement in it or something. But it also seems like Marge's little, I'm gossiping, so therefore all my fingers have to be flaring.
Yeah, she always does that. Like, she's snapping all of her fingers against her thumb at one time. She's like, yeah.
She's having, a little raffle. Like, which finger's going to stop first?
musical chairs. Finger position. Middle finger chairs. One. Snap with your middle finger. Snap with your middle finger.
She's saying all that stuff. And she's like, I mean, this is crazy. And I mean, isn't the wedding party big enough? And Lexi goes,
this is no one's first wedding, so what's going on here?
Oh my God, exactly. Oh my God, look at my hand went still right now. Oh my God, I'm hanging up. My hand, I stuck him. Oh my God, my hand just went like that. Oh my God, why's my hand? Hand, why are you doing? My hand just hit me in the face. Okay, you know what? That's it. I'm going to say, Jesus, my hand's got a life of its own. I don't really know what's happening.
I stopped as a shadow puppet of an eagle. I can't believe it. This is what happened to me.
So she hangs up and you just hear Rachel kissing butt from a top window. She's been watching the whole time. She's like, Margaret, you look phenomenal, Margaret. So then we go to the dining room and Andrew, the expert, Eddie expert, is over there. He's a whiskey expert and he looks terrified. And I don't blame him. He should be. He's probably heard from the staff that these people are all insane. And he's like, hello, ladies. Please get comfortable. God help me.
Yeah, they're all arriving slowly but surely. And Margaret's there first. And she's like, they're all fashionably late. Which is, by the way, obviously it's not very literal because the idea of fashionable with this cast is laughable. But anyway, they're going to be here in a moment.
They're fashionably late in really bad fashions. Okay. Wait until you see what one of the most fashionably late ones comes dressed in.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know which one you're already talking about.
Oh my God. Okay. So
Dolores all goes,
I love whiskey. It's an acquired taste, like us. And the guy's like, I'm not scared at all.
So, Melissa Gorga. I mean, what was happening with this outfit? I'm assuming that's what you're referring to because she looked absolutely crazy. It was like some weird mermaid costume that went awry. Like she tried to turn a mermaid. It was like a Project Runway unconventional materials challenge where they were given a mermaid costume and she had to turn it into a dress. And she did it and she didn't have the seamstress.
It's like the Little Mermaid was turned back into a mermaid on the land and tried crawling back to the water, but then it was like she was in Frogger and got splattered by a car. It's terrible. It's really bad.
It's a very modern telling of the Little Mermaid.
Yeah. So Marge is like, Melissa, how do you feel about today? What happened today? How do you feel about it? Let's talk about it. Bill Aiden's in the wedding. Go. And she's like, I'm just so emotional. I mean, I had flashbacks of us together, and I just get upset for Joe, I mean, if he could just have seen the Italian flag that I drew, the tears. I'm telling you, the tears.
When I told the story about how his family came from San Marzano tomato cans, I think he would have been choked up.
Back in Jersey, we're at Marge's house, and it's a 3:08 Jersey time, which I don't know why we need that. And Lexi's like, are you guys smoking inside today? If you're going to sit outside, I'll put flowers on the table.
And a candle.
Lexi has never been more excited.
She's like, Margie's gone, so now I can really show what I can really do, which is putting little flowers on a table and a candle. Ooh, Lexi time.
And Ben's like, come on, this is guys. You could leave axle grease there. And she's like, could you change your shirt for me, please? I'm like, uh-oh, she's taking over. She's taking over the household.
She is. All of a sudden, Lexi's moving her fingers like this.
She's like, which finger's going to stop Joe?
So Gorga arrives, and he does my favorite variation on there he is, which is, my man.
So we find out that Frank Catania has this new business. He's got gummies and pot, and he wants them to do some taste testing. Congratulations. Also, this is why Frank is upset about getting cut out of the season. He's like, he's finally come up with this Housewife product. And he's getting cut out of the season that he could be promoting it. So I'm glad he got his little promo party. Although I don't know what it's called. I haven't seen Hard Tits in the store yet, but I will look.
How about Ganja Tanya's? Frank Ganja Tanya? No. How about it's just called Delore?
Gustania.
Hi.
Delore.
Hi, I'm looking for like a real like mellow high. Oh, we recommend Delore. It's really
and
great.
He'd be an indica because they call that couch weed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the indica into couch because that one makes you really like duh and like stony and tired. And he broke a couch. So
yeah. Also, because my dick works, so I'm indica. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
It's like women who pass me; they want to be knee deep in indica. All right, knee deep indica.
So, so Gorga does not smoke weed because he says, whoa, if I smoke weed, I start seeing snakes everywhere. Whoa. And like this, oh my God, well, this is the worst house to smoke pot in because they see all the animals in the wallpaper. Those leopards are going to start coming to life.
So Joe's like, what's up in Ireland, huh? What's up in Ireland? Anybody heard about Ireland, huh? And Ben's like, Marge said, on the whole, it's smooth. Ding dong!
You gotta ring them bells. You gotta ring them hard and really ring them. Well, yes, baby.
Bill never enters a room without going, ding dong! Or his second favorite, knock, knock.
He really struggles with doors that are just buzzers. Buzz, buzz. I feel like we need to work on the sound of this door a little bit.
So it's like, so did Louis respond to the wedding invitation? Or to this guy's night? Will Louis be here for boys' night? And Benino's like, Louis is having after COVID party sickness. So I don't know. He's not coming. But yeah, so I hear you're in the wedding party, Bill. What do you got to say about that? Huh? It's like,
We were asked.
Listen, no disrespect to you, but like, you're like an afterthought, okay? Like, we got no one else? Okay, let's throw on Bill and Jen, but no disrespect to you. You know what I'm saying? She was like, no.
No disrespect to you. You're not tall enough to ride this ride. Get the fuck to the back of the line.
Oh, Joe, says you can disrespect me anytime you want.
And Joe's like, I thought the mailman was going to be next, huh? And Bill's like, okay, well, we're okay with that, Joe. And he's like, oh, yeah, again, no disrespect. That's what I mean.
No disrespect, but I love you when you're on your knees, even though you're standing up.
Gorga's like, hey, Bill's like Jennifer, like, okay, like, come to your wedding, and you know, and I'd be like, absolutely not. I'm in 2 weeks. I mean, this is like a joke to them. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
So Frank comes, and Joe's like, I got your balls. And, you know, all the guys arrive. Even
everyone shows up.
Fuda.
I really like John Fuda. I cannot believe how much I like Fuda. Isn't it weird? I thought I was like, oh god,
you used to not like him. I think you liked him. I knew the turning point with you because I sensed it when you found out he was a tile person. He had a tile factory.
No, I mean that was definitely that definitely moved the needle. But
we love a textile here on this show.
No, I don't know. I think it was honestly at the first guys' night. Where like they're making him drink and he's like, hey, no big deal. I don't know. There was something sort of like chill about him. I was like, I think I like this guy.
Yeah.
There he is.
There he is. So they're like grabbing each other's balls and stuff. And then Frank tells us about his business. And he's like, about 3 years ago, I was contacted about the weed business. I didn't even smoke. But then I heard it was becoming legal in Jersey. So since then, I eat, breathe, and dream weed. And hopefully I can get that bill paid off before. Oh, God damn my legs. Let me do it. We're filming right now. Ah, get your money to ya.
The other thing is that I've been kind of banned from most professional licenses, so I can't build houses, sell houses, practice law, or I'm not even licensed to sell ice cream at the Jersey Shore from a little cart anymore. So weed it is.
And then Fuda goes, I can't smoke. It gives me the shits.
What?
I never heard
that's
that.
That's not a thing.
That's
the weirdest thing. Unless he's just like so... I mean, I don't, that's not a thing. So then Frank is like, who better to try out than my friends and family who really need relaxation? Rah!
Yeah. So now they're all smoking joints. It is so funny, you know, because they never could have shown this on Bravo 5 years ago, but now we're starting to see it more and more. But they are fully just like smoking weed on Bravo right now. And then Gorg is like, nah, I don't do that. I'm an angel from God. I don't do that. But then Frank basically, what do you call it when you like exhale smoke into someone else's mouth? There's a name for that, that process. Yeah. That,
I don't know. I just call it blowing smoke into somebody's mouth. And so Fuda's like, hey, yeah, you want, let's hold them down. Hold them down, Frank. And Bill's like, payback's a bitch.
So they're all getting stoned. Even Gorga. Well, Gorga's like, hey, my head is spinning right now. And Frank goes, ha, whoa. Good thing you're 4'2", so that way you don't have far to fall when you fall off your chair, because your head's sitting right there.
And Joe's like, I'm seeing things, man. And Bill's like, are you seeing Frank naked? Because Frank is naked right now, right?
He's so naked. Look at the oil glistening on his pecs and his rippling muscles contracting and uncontracting. Ooh, I'm like, Bill, have we moved away from the joke into the fantasy?
Yeah, so they have, now they're getting the munchies, and they've been sent a food truck. And so now it's called Curbside Connections.
Yeah, it was like a truck of snacks. It was sort of fun. I sort of thought it was gonna be like a food truck, but it was like, here's some Cheetos and donuts. I mean, whatever. I would have been happy.
I love it. You call a food truck, they come to your house, they just feed everybody there and then drive to the next place. I think that's such a good idea.
You should get that for a Crappin' show sometime. Just put out a little, the Jersey snack truck.
Something like that. Or like a good business might be like an ice cream truck, but you call it. So it's not just randomly driving through your neighborhood. You just DoorDash it, basically. And they come over with all the snacks. Isn't that good?
That's actually an amazing idea. I would totally do that all the time.
Me too. I want to do it. That's my new business. Yeah. Don't anybody steal it.
Yeah. On-demand ice cream. Ice cream on demand. It's like Crappin's on demand, but with ice cream.
Yeah.
So anyway, Bill actually has the most sensible advice in the 13 years or however many seasons this has been on. The first person to really say something so true. He goes, you just all need to smoke weed and have a heart-to-heart with your sister. I was like, yes, yes.
And it wasn't like it was a mean thing to say, but Joe's such an asshole. He's like, oh, yeah, 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 Bill's in the wedding. You hear about that, Bill? Bill's in the wedding. And Fuda's like, yeah, you know what? If you don't ask me in the beginning, the doors are closed. You miss the bus, all right? You don't ask me when it's not in the beginning. I'm in the first round of invites or nothing.
And A-list only.
That's us. That's how we talk about weddings. And Joe's like, Bill, they're an island, and my sister brings up my daughter. But my nieces have a lot to say about me. I don't want my children to be raised with hate or anger. No, I want them to love everyone. That's right. That's me. I'll spread the love. Only the love.
And then he just is staring, and he goes, I lost my train of thought because the guys blew shit in my face. I love the idea of Gorga thinking he has a train of thought. He has like a caboose of thought. So then Nate is like, he's saying how Danielle is learning about everyone's personalities. And Fuda goes, hey, so what's up with your wife calling my wife a rat? And he's like, oh, yeah, well, somebody said something and they were having fun. And then your wife went back and then like said something and was like, I mean, that sounded like it wasn't a joke, you know, but it was a joke. And Fuda's like, yeah, but like she was having a friend's back, you know? And then it's like, it's getting tense. So then they all start laughing because it's too tense for them to handle. And they're like, hey, whatever.
Yeah, grab his nuts, so it'll be all right. So then we go back to the castle and Tree arrives. Like, so Andrew's like, all right, very simple. All right, you're going to pour a bit of whiskey into your glass. You're going to take a little sip, and then you're going to take a bite of the chocolate. All right.
And Jen, they're all, Jen's going hard in the whiskey. And she's like, oh, baby, I feel like a dragon. Puff the magic dragon. Live by the sea. Not above a mall in Paramus. Stupid Puff the magic dragon. Stupid house. Stupid sea house.
We're in an island, am I right?
Yeah, but happens in Ireland stays in Ireland. Okay, unless you're a rat.
Hey!
So then food delivered, and Jen is wasted now, okay? And she's like leaning on Danielle. She's like, sorry, I'm totally drunk, baby. I'm not responsible for nothing that comes out of my mouth tonight. And Dolores is like, it's our last night here in the castle, everyone. Did we like it? Do we know when they're going to get cabinets in their kitchen? All right. This castle has been here 200 seasons and still hasn't gotten cabinets. So I want everyone to stop calling me a slow-mo.
I got to say, I've already lost 20 pounds on this trip because you know what? When you're in a castle and you walk from the kitchen to the living room and back to the kitchen, it's a very long walk.
It's a fucking marathon. All right, this castle.
Did not bring the right shoes for it.
I mean, so, I gotta say, like, thank you everybody for honoring me, because, like, I'm all about a good time, and I loved it, all right? I did.
And Marge is like, this week was really special. I mean, we had such good memories here. Very, very good memories.
Yeah, like the time we jumped into the mud, or the time we held a chicken and Melissa thought it was a cat. And at the time that Teresa held a dog and thought the dog was a rock. It was wonderful, wonderful vacation.
Oh, yeah? Well, this is me talking to the audience, not you. But my week was not great because you attacked me, you attacked me, you attacked me. So, no, this was not fun for me.
And so Danielle's like, so, you know what? I'm curious to know where we stand, all right, with Margaret and Rachel. And Rachel's like, who are you talking to, me? And she goes, yeah, you guys. Like, are we able to just carry on or what? And Rachel's like, no. And you know why? Because you brought up arsenal of information. That's what you did. You brought up an arsenal of information.
Yeah, but you didn't go tell her that we both have a conversation. Like, why am I the bad guy? Why am I the bad guy?
And Rachel's like, what do you mean? What do you mean when you said it? And Daniel's like, okay,
first of all, calm the fuck down.
She slams the table. And Rachel's like, oh my God, I'm not the one banging the table like a lunatic. And she's like, I don't know. What do you went from fucking talking normal to talking to me like this? You took everything I said to you and you made it look like I'm the bad guy and I'm not going to allow you to do that. Like, okay, God, Jesus, find a middle ground here.
Danielle. So Melissa's like, you're pushing it on Danielle, but she's actually repeating just what she heard, okay? Because it's basically, she's like, hey, it was Jennifer and Teresa who started this. So can we get people mad at them again? Because that would help me out a lot. Thanks.
Right. And so Danielle's like, no, she should be mad at the friend. That's who, the girl with the L. And Marge goes, no. And Danielle goes, out of all these people, everything is saying about you, that's what you're going to come at me for? And like, after everything that I've been hearing about you. And Margaret's like, wait a minute. What is she saying about me? No one's even told me all of this information. What did she say? Danielle's like, I'm just saying what your friend is saying. She goes, but what is she saying?
Yeah. And Jackie's like, you know what? You really shouldn't be repeating something that comes from an incredible source. I think I meant uncredible, but like I said, incredible instead. Anyway, this is my contribution to the scene. Thanks, bye. So then Jen is like, she's like, it's not just us. It's coming from other places, baby. And Mark goes, okay, she keeps bringing up my friend Laura. Danielle keeps bringing up my friend Laura, who she's never even met. Like, are you insane? You're just going to talk about Laura, who you don't even know. Okay, fingers are going. Okay, which finger is it going to stop on? I'll tell you which one. The middle finger. And it's going to go towards Danielle because she's insane right now.
I love that people are so obsessed with me that they talk about me nonstop. Okay, my name is no. My number is no. My sign is no. You got to let it go. You got to. Please don't resort to Meghan Trainor, Marge. Okay, I know they're making you crazy. So she's like, you know what? I can give you a phone number since Laura has no friends and you guys can go hang out together and bitch about me considering you're both obsessed with me. Okay.
So Jen's like, I'm not obsessed over you. You need to take it down to notches, baby. And Danielle's like, her kids know that her husband fucked around on her because of you. I'm like, and Bill did it.
And Bill fucked around. Yeah, go yell at fucking Bill. And so yeah. Jen's like, yeah, thank you, Danielle. Thank you. Oh, yeah, you can forgive, but you don't forget. And Marge goes, I'm going to tell you something point blank. That's why you're having problems with your family your whole fucking life. Because you'll never have a clean slate with anyone if you keep bringing up old shit. And that's a fucking fact. And you can forgive, but you can't forget. You do that your whole life, you'll never forgive anything. And then Fessler's like, Margaret, I loved that. I
love when Margaret, did not know what to do.
I love when Margaret just hands somebody their ass. And it wasn't even mean. It was actually good advice. She's like, listen, you fucking numbskull. You keep bringing the exact same thing up every day and talking about how you're refusing to forgive.
Meanwhile, I love that.
That's the whole problem in your relationship that you've tried to make every scene about today. So go fucking fix that.
Yeah, I love that Margaret basically just reads her for filth, but also frames it in a way out of concern. And Danielle doesn't know what to do because she doesn't know whether she should be like, don't ever bring up my family, or if she's going to do the thing where she cries. So she's sort of paralyzed and she kind of misses her chance. Like that was her, she had no response to it. And I mean, Margaret basically had her number. So basically it's Jennifer who has to come and be like, that's not nice, Margaret. Okay, Danielle, you want to go at it? Huh? No? Okay.
No. You know what she's going through, Margaret? And Fester's like, guys, it's our last night here. And Jen's like, Margaret's implying that it's Danielle's fault her relationship with her brother is the way it is. Like, does she get joy out of being the mean girl and putting people down? Like, leave her alone. What are you talking about? You just said last week Margaret has no idea what it's like to have a family because her children hate her and everything else. Don't talk about going too low, please, ma'am. Not That's you. You got to carry Jennifer. That. You got to use that lame-ass depression scrunchie for pity for one season. And that's it. Your season's up.
You know what? I feel her 1,000,000% because, like, you guys don't know what it's like to be in her shoes. And, like, that's why anyone questions or says something they don't understand. Like, she's living it. Like, you don't get it, okay? She's like one of those lizard cats that we were trying to catch. Like, you don't know what they go through when we go into their house. So you don't go into our house, okay?
And Danielle's like, you can be mean to me, but how dare you hurt me where it hurts the most. You started it again, you idiot. You're perfect for this show. You are fucking perfect for this show.
She really is.
So Dolores is like, listen, it's been a long night of terrible fashions, and I think we should get ready for bed. Okay.
Wasn't there supposed to be some Irish dancing at this party also? I was sort of looking forward to that. But instead it ends with just Danielle crying behind a door. Will she ever get over this trauma?
Who knows? My God. So funny. This show.
It's great.
I'm enjoying it. It was a fun trip. What can I say? Yeah.
What can I see?
Oh, it was fun. It was fun to see Ireland. I mean, at least like a mall and a mud thing and a castle.
I want to go to Ireland so badly. It looks beautiful up there. I want to go to Ireland. I want to go to Scotland. I want to go so many places. But anyway, we can save that for another time. Thanks, everyone, for being here, for listening. And we will catch you on the next episode.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, She Don't Take No Baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas,
She don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, She has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take
scarf with Tam LaPlaine.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch Her Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.